Hello again, it's your Lookout News Roundup. I'm Joseph Darius Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only newsroom focused on accountability journalism for and about the queer community. Let's go ahead and get into it for this week of May 1st. We're starting with a Lookout investigation that might make you look twice at your car. A state-run specialty license plate program in Arizona is steering millions of dollars to nonprofit organizations, including some with ties to extremist ideologies and anti-LGBTQ positions. The program allows drivers to purchase plates that fund specific causes, but oversight on where that money ultimately goes is limited. Our reporting found that some beneficiary groups have connections to far-right networks and advocacy efforts targeting marginalized communities, including women, people of color, and queer folks. State officials have defended the program as neutral, but critics argue the system lacks transparency and accountability, raising questions about whether public infrastructure is indirectly funding harmful agendas. Now to immigration detention and a story that underscores ongoing concerns about medical care. A woman held in ICE custody says she miscarried after being told by officials that she was not pregnant, according to a report from Us at Lookout. The woman had reported symptoms and sought medical attention while detained, but alleges her concerns were dismissed by facility staff. Her miscarriage has raised new questions about how reproductive health care is handled in detention settings. Advocates say the case reflects broader systemic failures in how ICE facilities respond to medical needs, particularly for vulnerable detainees. Federal officials have not publicly detailed the case, but the incident adds to mounting scrutiny over conditions inside immigration detention centers. Down in Tucson, a debate over public transit is unfolding. City leaders are at odds over whether to continue a fare-free transit program that was implemented during the pandemic. Supporters argue the program has expanded access for low-income riders and improved mobility access across the city. Critics, however, point to a funding challenge and question whether the city can sustain the program long-term without cutting other services. The disagreement reflects broader tensions over how cities prioritize transportation equity versus budget constraints. For now, though, the future of fare-free transit in Tucson remains uncertain. And in the courts, a temporary pause on a key policy change. Arizona has won a delay in a federal court order that would have required changes to how birth certificates are issued, particularly impacting transgender residents. The ruling allows the state to maintain its current policies while legal challenges continue to play out. Advocates for transgender rights argue the existing system creates barriers for people seeking accurate identification documents. State officials have defended the policy, citing administrative and legal considerations, but the case is part of a broader wave of litigation over gender markers on official documents nationwide. Now to national news in higher education and new restrictions drawing criticism. At Texas Tech University, officials have implemented policies limiting classroom discussion of queer topics, prompting backlash from students and faculty. The rules place constraints on how gender identity and sexuality can be addressed in certain academic settings. Critics describe the measures as censorship that undermines academic freedom and harms queer students. University officials say the policies are intended to comply with state laws and regulations. The move reflects a growing trend of legislative influence on curriculum and campus discourse. Moving over to Pennsylvania, where lawmakers are moving in a completely different direction, the state house has passed a bill that would enshrine LGBTQ non-discrimination protections into state law. The legislation would expand existing civil rights protections to explicitly include sexual orientation and gender identity. Supporters say the bill is a necessary step to ensure equal treatment in housing, employment, and public accommodations. Opponents have raised concerns about implementation and potential legal conflicts, but the measure now moves forward as part of an ongoing push to codify protections at the state level. And finally, a major decision from the nation's highest court. The Supreme Court of the United States has blocked Louisiana from using a newly drawn congressional map that included a second majority black district. The ruling keeps an earlier map in place while legal challenges continue, with voting rights advocates arguing the new map was necessary to ensure fair representation. State officials have defended the redistricting process, setting up a continued legal battle, but the case is one of several across the country testing how voting maps account for race and representation. Its outcome could have significant implications for future elections and redistricting. That's your Lookout News Roundup for the week. If you want this in your inbox every week, head to lookoutnews.org and sign up for our newsletter. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.